There are three basic requirements of effectiveness, and they are self-preparation, sound advice, and deliberate effort. I'll say that again. There are three basic requirements of effectiveness. That's self-preparation, sound advice, and deliberate effort. And I say these three things because, you know, you have to be prepared, you know, for the day when you get that money, you get that paycheck, or if you are in a condition of overpowering want and need, you have to be prepared for that day. That's why they used to always say you save money for a rainy day. They were saying be prepared that if something was to happen, that you could, life as you know it, could continue to exist with minor changes to your lifestyle. You have to be prepared. And sound advice, you know, listen. And I think this is part of the problem with people who have a lack of money. They don't get sound advice. They talk to people who are foolish. And listen, it's better to walk alone, you know, than to walk in the company of a fool. You know, it's just, you know, it's a sad thing because a friend will really try to help you, but if they don't really know what you're talking about, they can't give you any sound advice. I mean, you have to center yourself around people who know what they're talking about. You know, if you want to be successful, you got to talk to successful people. You can't talk to somebody who's not. And that may sound cruel. I'm not at all saying don't have friends that aren't quote-unquote successful. What I'm saying is that don't look for advice from people who are not qualified to give you advice. Because everybody, what I've learned over the years, that people, everybody has something to say about what you do. Everybody's going to tell you what you should do it this way, you should do it that way. And then when you sit back and qualify and ask, how do they know? Have they ever done this before? And 9 times out of 10, you'll cite that they never have. I mean, there are people, if you're trying to be a movie star, there are people who will tell you, you can't do it. Now, when you look at that person, are they a movie star? No. They're just somebody that just offered an opinion. And that's their advice to you. Well, tell you what, talk to the person like this. That's what they tell you. Do this, do that. And then you ask, well, have you ever talked to anybody of this magnitude? They say no. So that's part of the problem. You're getting advice from people who have never been there. So you have to get people who have been there or who are there, that in a turn may help you to better prepare yourself and get through it and reach your goal. And lastly, deliberate effort. You have to know what you're doing. You have to go out there and purposely say, I'm going to put in the work to get this done. I'm not going to accidentally fall into it. I'm going to get out here. I'm going to put in the effort and the time that it needs to get this done. So I want to tell you that there's no task that's too great. You can do anything that you desire to do. You don't have to have a lack of money, but when you don't understand that you have to be effective, and the only way to get there is through self-preparation, sound advice, and deliberate effort. If if you're not combining those three elements to work for you, then you are putting yourself in a position to where you're going to eventually have a lack of money. And we don't want you to have a lack of money. We want you to have an abundance of money so that you can fulfill all the goals and dreams that you have with your life. And in closing, I would just like to add that the successful individual realizes self-mastery. One with self-mastery enjoys all riches.